Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, Mr. Osmond. This is Leo from the company headquarters. We received your paperwork asking to move to the Salem branch. I'm pleased to say there is an opening there, so we can approve your request. Your first day will be Monday, October 8th. The company will reimburse you for a portion of your moving expenses, so don't forget to hang on to your receipts. Your office hasn't been assigned yet, but I'll email the directions to you as soon as they're ready. I'll be in touch later this week.
Number 71. What has the listener recently done? Number 72. What does the speaker remind the listener to do? Number 73. What information does the speaker plan to send? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following announcement.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's wonderful to see so many people here tonight to watch our two main mayoral candidates, business owner Diego Silva and current mayor Jesse Sundberg, debate the important issues. As you came in, you were handed a small white card. If you have any questions you want to ask the candidates, please write them on the card and pass it to an usher. We'll try to get to as many as possible. Moderating this event will be Lily Nolan, a top-class reporter from the Clemensville Times, and we'll begin shortly.
Number 74. Where is the announcement taking place? Number 75. How can the listeners use the card they were given? Number 76. Who most likely is Lily Nolan? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following telephone message. Hello, Miss Fleming? My name's Ted, and I'm calling from Lawson Incorporated. We're supposed to visit your property tomorrow to trim some bushes and remove a dead tree. I have your address, but I'm wondering whether or not we'll be able to park on your street. Will there be any open spots? Our truck might be too big for your driveway, so I wanted to check in advance. Please call me back at 555-0133. Our office is open until 6 p.m., but I'm leaving an hour before that, so please try to call while I'm still here, if possible. Thanks a lot.
Number 77.
What kind of business most likely is Lawson Incorporated?
Number 78.
What does the speaker ask the listener about?
Number 79.
When should the listener call the speaker? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following announcement.
I have some great news regarding our new line of athletic shoes. I'm thrilled to say that I've just received word that professional basketball player Kevin Murphy has agreed to endorse the line. We'll hold a product launch event where he'll be signing autographs. There will also be a drawing for one of his jerseys, part of the official uniform he wore in a championship game. Having a big star like this on board is going to be great for our profits. We can expect major growth. I'll keep you posted on the rest of the details of Mr. Murphy's involvement as they unfold.
Number 80.
What does the speaker's company sell?
Number 81.
What is the speaker pleased about?
Number 82.
What does the speaker most likely mean when she says,
"We can expect major growth"?
Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Good morning, everyone. I've called this meeting to let you know about a loan type that we'll be adding to our bank's borrowing options. This product is called the Flex Loan, and its funds can be spent on a variety of uses, such as renovations, vehicle purchases, and even vacations. I'm passing out the details about the terms of the loan. Please commit them to memory so you don't have to refer to the sheet when speaking to customers. Vigil Bank and Rochester Bank have offered something similar for a long time, so it's a good thing we're finally doing this ourselves.
Number 83.
According to the speaker, what is the purpose of the meeting?
Number 84.
What are the listeners asked to do?
Number 85.
What benefit does the speaker mention? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following advertisement.
Work your way to a healthier you at Daily Fit Gym, located at 701 18th Street. We're the area's largest fitness facility, with modern workout equipment and challenging group classes that will get you in shape. We're now open later than usual until 11 p.m. to better fit our members' busy schedules. We also offer additional services, such as food consultations with nutritionist Chris Ebner and massages from our on-site therapist, Minji Williams. Not sure Daily Fit Gym is right for you? Visit us at no cost for the entire first week of April. We're sure you'll want to make Daily Fit Gym your new workout home.
Number 86.
What has Daily Fit Gym recently done?
Number 87.
Who most likely is Mr. Ebner?
Number 88.
According to the advertisement, what can listeners do in the first week of April? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Samantha. I just wanted to thank you again for giving me a private tour of your hair salon. I hope you have a lot of customers when you open next week. I loved the way you've decorated the waiting area. I especially liked the brightly coloured chairs. Were they from a local store? They would look great in my living room. Anyway, I'm sure your hard work will pay off. I'll encourage all of my friends to go to your salon. If there's anything else I can do, just let me know.
Number 89.
What is the listener preparing to do?
Number 90.
What does the speaker suggest when she says,
"Were they from a local store?"
Number 91.
What does the speaker say she will do? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following news report. This is Matt Herschel for WTTR Radio reporting live from the newly opened Fincham Stadium. I'm here for the National Soccer Tournament's championship game between the Everton Eagles and the Webster Tigers. The game will begin in about 10 minutes, and I'm surrounded by the crowd's cheers. It's unlike anything I've experienced before. I can hardly hear myself. Up next, I'll be talking with former Webster coach Ron Frazier to get his thoughts on what we can expect this evening. So stay tuned, because you won't want to miss that.
Number 92.
What is the report mainly about?
Number 93.
What does the speaker most likely mean when he says, "I can hardly hear myself"?
Number 94.
What will the listeners hear next? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement and map.
Attention customers, Dewdrop Fashions is offering an amazing 75% off certain brands of coats. We accidentally ordered too many Albers Incorporated and Berea coats, so we need to get rid of them fast. You can find the sale items at the back section of the store on the left. This offer is valid for today only, so don't miss your chance to pick up fashionable and durable coats at a fraction of the usual price. And don't forget, next week we're opening our second store in Ramosville. With two stores, it's twice the fun at Dewdrop Fashions.
Number 95.
Why is the store having a sale?
Number 96.
Look at the graphic. Where can listeners find discounted items?
Number 97.
When will the sale end? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and form.
Hi, Mr. Barkley. This is Konomi Okano from the PR department. Department code 423. I was sorting and arranging the items in our supply closet this morning, and I noticed that we had some leftover supplies from last month. I don't want to purchase items we don't need, so I'd like only 4 binders instead of the number I ordered. I won't be here on Friday when the shipment comes in, so please just drop off the supplies with Regina Marino, who also works in my department. Thank you.
Number 98.
What did the speaker do in the morning?
Number 99.
Look at the graphic. Which item's quantity is now incorrect?
Number 100.
What does the speaker ask the listener to do?